So as we get underway, Kings West attacking the goal to our right, down by 19 now. And the coach is trying to get everybody experience. It's going to be Kristen Anderson, Chloe Mosey, Kaylee Ross, Megan Spence, and Elizabeth Clemens, the starting squad. If you look at the halftime statistics pointed out to us, their point guard took 10 shots, which means she's not being pressured, and she made Molly Gwynn look good as Molly led the team at the half with 8, Candy Clark with 8, excuse me, both of them leading. For Kings West, it was Megan Spence with 11 points on 3 for 5 from the free throw line and 4 from 9 from the court. Kaylee Ross 1 for 7 and Kristen Anderson 1 for 6. Ouch, that hurts the Kings West Warriors. And it's been a little bit more of the same here. Things have not gone their way in the second half. 19-point deficit, ball inbounding, here we go. Chloe Mosey down low and gets it in as Ross gets it in to a choice of two big people there. So can they defend down low to start this fourth and final period of their first game here? And the jump ball will favor ACH as they started the quarter. I'd like to thank Adam Washburn, who's here scouting for Spokane Falls, for sitting next to us and helping us spot things. He's here to look at a couple of players from ACH, a senior and also a sophomore. Starting the fourth and final quarter for ACH, number 32, Andrea Edwards, number 30, Timmy Winfrey, along with Tammy Clark, the sophomore, and Michelle Balcom, sitting out the early going. They're going to rely on Danielle Edwards and Katie Porterfield, one of their five seniors. Porterfield not a starter. 54-37, traveling the call for Clemens. So by tomorrow morning at 10:30, if that's indeed the way things stick around in the next 7 minutes, as Michelle Balcom comes back on the court, replacing Danielle Edwards, Kings West should have a sense of things. Kaylee Ross not giving up, good for her, challenging the senior point guard. Elmira Cooley Hartline, highly favored, if not number one in the tournament, number two, given their senior experience. The other highly favored team will have Darrington to face. That's Cusick with a 24-2 record. And for those who know Darrington, the District 7 Cusick team will be also very tough. Molly Gwynn tries a long range. And nice effort in the baseline, but it's going to go ACH way. I'm Tomas Meek with RBI Game of the Week, bringing you action around the West Sound. This time we're in the Spokane Arena, where the boys and girls across the curtain are going at it. The beautiful arena. Been here for 50 years as the B tournament. And if you talk to almost anybody, the experience is outstanding. Whether they're hawking programs or helping you at the press table, people of Spokane and the WIAA love the neighborhood atmosphere here. Katie Ross with the rebound. Controls around the coastline. As Niles right, Kristen Anderson left. Mosey down low as it goes right to Niles. Comes out for it. Megan Spence now looks for it. Nice job by the sophomore. All right, to say freshman. As Spence handles herself really low down, well down there, blah, 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 down low. As I get tripped up by my tongue in my first game here today. Out to Molly Gwynn, who wants to show she can score inside and outside. Maybe they know there's a scout in the house, huh? Let's show her what she can do. And a full timeout going to be called by Kings West with 5:42 to go in the final period. They're down 57-39, 18-point deficit, a long way to go, and ACH goes to the bench. As we get going here, it's Kristen Anderson inbounding to Kaylee Ross. 5:35 in the clock. Ross to take the jumper from outside the free throw line and makes it. 57-41, 16 points to go. Michelle Balcom against Ross. Molly Gwynn against Spence. defense comes out to challenge a travel violation. So a little bit of pressure, and the 5'9 senior forward turns it over to King West. Keisha Niles in the ball game. A couple of freshmen out there for King West, and Molly Gwynn takes the steal. And the senior lays it up and in, coast-to-coast play.
Molly Gwynn.
She averaged just under 12 a game and is doing pretty well there with 25 today. Michelle Balcom also on the court has 22. 19 for Megan Spence, and a long throw. Danny Butler chases down and travels. No call. I was way out of the way, so I should not be unfair in my estimation there. I could not see that exactly. Here comes Kristen Anderson. Mosey. Challenge from behind, no call, but Megan Spence gets the rebound, and they're going to call three in the lane because maybe it didn't hit the rim. I'm not sure. 6 points in the game for Kristen Anderson, and she sits down. And in comes Clemens, Niles, Ross, with Spence and Mosey. They're using the cross-channeling picks are the ACH Warriors, and a throwaway by Gwynn. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go on the clock. Mosey with eight still. Clemens now. Gives to Mosey, high post. Trying to go low to Spence and Balcom. And a foul going to be called against Megan Smith. I believe that's her third. And 17 fouls, so it should be bonus on the other end. And in comes Kristen Anderson for Elizabeth Clemens. Clemens, as Michelle Balcom, the senior, gets set for her first of the bonus, and she makes it. Nice touch on the right-hand side of the rim. Balcom now makes it 17. I should say 13 with 8.5. 63-41 the score. Kristen Anderson the shot. Rebound by Molly Gwynn. And referees are allowing the strong block out up high. Cammy Clark now. Very, very impressive player. 5'8 sophomore guard. Dumps it in on a nice play, and it rims out. Rebound to Timmy Winfrey, and traveling call before she can put it back in, and Molly Gwynn gives her some encouragement. Niles now into Ross. No pressure, no reason for it. 22 the lead. And Kristen Anderson unable to hold on to the handle, and here comes Elizabeth coming back in for Lakeisha Niles. Niles sits down for some good minutes and some good play. Comes Candy Clark. She has the look of a warrior about her too, doesn't she? Very calm, very incisive, peering glance. Dribbles the lane, right hand layup. Going to come out and jump off called. But also by Megan Spence. West Warriors will retain possession and attack from the far end of the floor. Left-hand side, Kristen Clark looks in, nothing happening. Ross now, right-hand side, Clemens, back out to Ross. Ball movement against the zone. Kristen Clark puts it in, good job. Breaking down the zone, getting the shot that's there. And the score now is 63-41. Cammy Clark against Kaylee Ross. This is good workout for the rest of the tournament. Down the lane, Molly Gwynn gets it from Cammy Clark. And this ACH machine is well-oiled. Very strong team. Say what you will about whatever happened. The quality team is the reason why they're ranked number 2. Coming in the tournament. Long range shot again. 3-point play. Kristen Anderson, 65-43. 2.5 to go in the game. 19 straight wins. 5 straight trips. Hats off to him. Cammy Clark sees the lane and somehow somehow 5'5" guard Danny Butler comes down with it and earns the tip to the free throw line on foul number 8 against Kink West. And Clemens with the foul. That's only her second foul.
She'll shoot two.
Danny Butler gets another try. As Chloe Mosey gets a chance to sit down. And Megan Morris comes back in. Danny Butler misses her second. Very uncharacteristic. But look at that offensive rebound by Gwynn. Getting in behind Megan Morris. So a little bit of schooling at you there. Megan Morris will learn from that. The 5'10 sophomore gets in defensive position along with Megan Spence. Zone defense. Hustle by both teams. In the lane, there's your 3 second call by French from Spokane. And the referees are human too. I'm sure getting that first game under their belt is helpful. And a timeout's going to be called. A short one by David and Brian from Kings West. As the ACH Warriors take a seat, leading 65-46. On semi-speed to the RBI Game of the Week. We'll be right back. So as the horn sounds here with 2:15 to go in the fourth period, there's a player named Molly Gwynn. And there's a player named Megan Spence. And Spence has got now 21 in the second half for Kings West. It's been a really important aspect of their offense. Tammy Clark for ACH tries to drive the lane, and she's going to be sandwiched between Kaylee Ross and Megan Spence. We'll see who drew that foul in the bonus situation. So, so Gwynn as well has scored 19 for ACH. Not quite catching up to Megan Spence, but she's got a few other scorers around her. And they're leading right now by 17, and that's going to be now 16. My math holds up. Or 18, excuse me. 66-48. And Tammy Clark now has 21 in the game, 14 and a half, 15 and a half. And here comes Fleming. Kristen Anderson with 11 and a half for Kings West, who throw it away, and Tammy Clark will inbound. And a wholesale substitution to see if we can catch who that is for Kings West. Megan Kreifels, Jessica Matheson, Michelle Webster, number 50. And Tristan Squires flagging it down as Daniel Edwards for ACH all the way, and she's going to be fouled but can't make it go in. Number 10, Danny Thompson in the game along with number 30, Timmy Winfrey for ACH. And number 32, Andrea Edwards along with Alyssa Boudreau, number 24 for ACH. Or is that Porterfield? Edwards misses her first, and it is Porterfield on the between Webster and Squires for the West Warriors. And it's a 20-point lead now, the final minute and a half. Rifles goes left. Rifles long range. Nice box out. It's going to be off the feet of an ACH Warrior, and West will inbound. Kreifels gets the ball. But ACH gets it back. Daniel Edwards with the ball now. Hop, skip it, and jump in the lane. A big step by Daniel Edwards feeling very much at home here at Spokane Arena. And she now has 9.5. And a foul by Edwards. As Trisha Squires tries her hand at offense. Edwards has 9 in the game, 3.5. Michelle Balcom will sit down with, will be joined by Daniel Edwards. A 3-point play by Great Balls, and Brian Hanley up applauding that one. And Trifles have a chance for the 4-point play. Timeout's going to be called over here by Coach Mike Correa. For 70-51, I'm Tomas Meek with RBI Game of the Week. We'll be right back. We want to coach the young people. Give them a chance to have enjoy the moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this team has not done that badly. They've won a lot of games by a lot of points, but they had a close game against Sprague Hurricane during the season. They made a tone for in their District 7 playoff, coming back and winning by 18. So they've found their scoring rhythm, haven't they? Jinx West now in 10 fouls. Everything from here on will be double bonus. 2 shots for ACH, who as a team only has 5. And they're playing tough defensively. And here comes Alyssa Bedell. Out here to Nikki Porterfield, Katie's sister, and traveling going to be called. So Coach Mike Correa wanting to make sure that his lesser used substitutes get some air time, get some playing time. Rifles right to Poe. Rifles for 3. Heels off. Rebound not quite by Webster, but a good job by Laura Parrott from ACH. Here comes Bedeau now, running point in place of Michelle. And she travels, so they'll learn that. Referees have got to make those calls. Rifles. And unhandable by Lorraine Poe. Turnover goes away at ACH. 2.7 seconds left in this first game for the Kings West Warrior Girls. And this should be about it. And trying to shoot, no shot allowed. And that's the final horn, our final score. Elmira Cooley, Heartline Warriors 70, Kings West Warriors 51. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back with post-game comments.